Morning IELTS Supplement, Thursday, July the 13th, 2017. Game of Thrones, Season 7 Preview. The race is on for the Iron Throne. It's been a long winter for Game of Thrones fans. More than a year has passed since the conclusion of the Emmy-winning Game of Thrones series 6th season, making the July 16th return of the George R.R. Martin's cunning characters one of TV's most anticipated premieres of 2017. Also heightening the suspense element is the fact that for the second year in a row, HBO WTX is not releasing advanced screeners to the press. So what can we expect from the abbreviated, faster-paced Season 7? Read on for our preview. Where we left off. The Season 6 finale, The Winds of Winter, left little to the imagination when it came to figuring out the direction of the penultimate season. Bereft of any real cliffhangers, this supersized episode positioned three of the main characters as the key players in the war for the Iron Throne: Jon Snow, Cersei Lannister, and Daenerys Targaryen. Queen Mother Cersei staged an epic comeback by murdering her enemy, including the High Sparrow and the Margaery Tyrell, via wildfire in the Sept of Baelor. Her quest for power was so great that it even surpassed her love for her son, King Tommen, who committed suicide upon witnessing the Sept's explosion, thus allowing Cersei to conclude the 6th season on the Iron Throne. But Cersei's foundation remains precarious because several major characters are poised to pull the throne out from under her. First off, if there is anyone Cersei should be afraid of, it's Dany. That final shot of the erstwhile Khaleesi leading a formidable armada towards West Tyrell, comprised of Unsullied, Dothraki, and oh yeah, three dragons, is strongest argument in Game of Thrones that the prodigal royal will ultimately claim the Iron Throne. That, if the first two Season 7 episodes titles are any indication, Dragonstone, House Targaryen's ancestral seat, and Stormborn, Dany's nickname, the series money is on the Mother of Dragons, for now. The other threats to Cersei's rule include the conniving Peto Baelish, aka Littlefinger, who revealed that he is plotting to take the Iron Throne for himself, with Sansa Stark as his queen. Another potential game-changer is Arya Stark, newly graduated from her training with a faceless man and back to crossing names off her kill list. That list includes Cersei. As for Jon Snow, who was declared king in the North after reclaiming Winterfell for House Stark, he seems the least likely to pose a problem for Cersei by the end of Season 6, but that could change once he learns the truth about his parentage. More on that below. Mysteries we want solved. With Game of Thrones winding down, the story is tightening up. However, there is still plenty of ambiguity surrounding the narrative. Here are our biggest Season 7 questions. Who is Ed Sheeran playing? The pop star will show up on Game of Thrones this season, following the series' tradition of famous musician cameos. Unfortunately, there is not much to go on other than predictable confirmations that Sheeran's character sings in a scene that also features Arya Stark. His appearance was created as a surprise for Sheeran fan Maisie Williams. Where is Melisandre headed? As we saw her, the Red Woman had been banished from Winterfell by Jon Snow, but other than Van Houten's name being included in HBO's official cast list for 7th season, it's anyone's guess what the Priestess will be up to in the new episodes. Will Jon Snow find out who his parents are, and will this make him the true heir to the Iron Throne? One of the biggest reveals in the Season 6 finale was that Jon Snow isn't Ned Stark's bastard son, but in fact the offspring of Ned's sister, Lyanna, and heavily speculated but not 100% confirmed, Daenerys' brother, Rhaegar Targaryen. With both Stark and Targaryen's blood very likely running through his veins, which could prove the internet theory that Jon Snow is ice and fire incarnate. The new king in the north might be better situated to take the Iron Throne than his aunt Dany. But for the time being, Daenerys remains the best contender to rule Seven Kingdoms because Jon Snow still hasn't gotten the memo about his rewritten family tree. The audience only knows about it because new three-eyed Raven Bran Stark did a little green seeing, aka traveling back in time via the mind. Bran witnessed a young version of his father, Ned Stark, comforting Lyanna as she lay lying from childbirth. In this moment, Lyanna begged Ned to care for her newborn son, Jon Snow. This vision also means Bran knows that Jon Snow is not his half-brother, but his cousin. Now all Bran has to do is get himself back to Winterfell and tell his cousin what he saw, a tall order considering Bran can't walk and the Holder is dead. We'll hopefully start getting our answers this Sunday, July 16th, when the 7th season of Game of Thrones premieres at 9 p.m. on HBO.